We're going to learn together from Lakuta Sichas Chelek Yud Beis, the Sicha on Parshas Metzora. This Sicha was said by the Rebbe at a Fabrengen and Shabbos Parshas Metzora, Tovshin Chof Hei, 1965. Tovshin Chof Hei was a Shnas HaAvelis. The Rebbe was an Avelis for his mother, Rebbe Tzinchana Aleha HaShalom. The Rebbe Fabrenged every Shabbos that year in Tovshin Chof Hei, and the Rebbe began that year what we know today very famously as the Rashi Sichas. Sichas where the Rebbe would choose a Rashi from the Parsha and explain it, ask many questions, and give an answer that explains the Rashi and illuminates it in a beautiful way. In Tovshin Chof Hei, the Rebbe focused primarily on the first and last Rashis in every Parsha. And in this Shabbos as well, Shabbos Parshas Metzora, the Rebbe said a Sicha on the first Rashi of the Parsha and on the last Rashi of the Parsha, both of which are Muga and printed in Lakuta Sichas. This one in Lakuta Sichas Chelek Yud Beis is focused on the first Rashi in Parshas Metzora. I'm going to divide the recordings into two parts. Although the Sicha is relatively short, but there's much compacted into these few Oisiyas, and so in the first recording, Be'ezus Hashem, I'm going to go through and try to explain the main Toichen of the Sicha. And then in a separate recording, there is a cryptic and profound Ha'orah number 23, toward the end of the Nigla part of the Sicha. And so Be'ezus Hashem, in a separate voice note, I'll try to explain, at least in the Pshat, the Ha'orah 23. After that, in a separate voice note, I'll record Be'ezus Hashem Samayunim. These are questions and things on a deeper that need to be understood on a deeper level in the Sicha. For now, let's go through the first seven Oisiyas of the Sicha, at least in Pshat. Parshas Metzora begins with the following Psukim. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe. Zois tihye toiras ha-metzora. This should be the Torah, the Halacha of the Metzora. B'yoyim toharosai, on the day that he becomes Tohar. V'huva ala koyen, and he is brought to the koyen. So again, in Parshas Tazria, we learned all about how and when a person becomes a Metzora, becomes Tomei with Tumah of Taras. In Parshas Metzora, we learn about Taras HaMetzora. And the Parsha introduces the mitzvahs and the process with these psukim. That Hashem spoke to Moshe and he said, Zois tiyeh Toras HaMetzora, this should be the mitzvah, the halacha of the Metzora, b'yoyim toharosai, on the day that he becomes Tohar, v'huvo el hakoyen. The first Rashi in Parshas Metzora quotes the words from the Pasuk, Zois tihye toiras ha-metzaira. And Rashi adds the word, V'goymer. This shall be the law of the Metzaira, etc. Says Rashi, Melameid, this teaches us, She'ein metaharin oisai balaylo. A five-word Rashi. Melameid she'ein metaharin oisai balaylo. This teaches us that it is not permissible to make the Metzaira pure. The process of Taras HaMetzora cannot be done at night. It has to be done during the day. And a five-word Dibur HaMaschil. Zois tiyeh Taras HaMetzora v'goymer. Now, in the Rebbe's derech, in the Rebbe's approach to explaining Rashi, much emphasis is put on the Dibur HaMaschil of Rashi. The words of Rashi, the words of the Pasuk that Rashi quotes, and the words of the Pasuk that Rashi does not quote. In fact, with regard to this Sicha, almost the entire Sicha is dedicated specifically to the Dibur HaMaschil of Rashi. There's actually very little analysis of the words of Rashi itself in the majority of the Sicha. In fact, only the first word of the Rashi itself is touched upon. The rest of the Sicha is on the Dibur HaMaschil. And here, the question with regard, the difficulty in understanding the Dibur HaMaschil of Rashi jumps right at you as soon as you read the Rashi. The din that Rashi quotes, She'ein metarin oisai balaylo, that Taras HaMetzora happens at night, does not happen at night, but has to happen during the day. It's very obvious, as the Meforshim point out, which word in the Pasuk it's learned from. It's learned from the word b'yoyim. B'yoyim v'loi balaylo. And yet, Rashi doesn't quote the word b'yoyim in his Dibur HaMaschil. Instead, Rashi quotes all the words from the Pasuk before the word b'yoyim. Zois tiyeh Toras HaMetzora. And then adds v'goymer, which means, v'goymer means etc., which is Rashi's way of saying, that he's also going to be explaining the rest of the words of the pasuk. So the Rebbe asks, what is going on here with the Dibur HaMaschil of Rashi? If Rashi is explaining the word Bayoim, then he should put the word Bayoim in his Dibur HaMaschil. If Rashi is not explaining the word Bayoim, why do we need the Vegoimer in the Dibur HaMaschil? And besides, what Bechlal are the words Zois Tiyye Torah Sametzayro doing in the Dibur HaMaschil of Rashi, when his interpretation, Melamed She'ein Metarin Oisei Balaylo, seems to have nothing to do with those words at all, Zois Tiyye Torah Sametzayro? This explanation that the Metzayro becomes pure only during the day, not at night, has nothing to do with the words Zois Tiyye Torah Sametzayro. It's just an interpretation on Bayoim. So the words Rashi quotes, he doesn't seem to be explaining. The words Rashi's explaining, he doesn't quote. He just hints to it with the Vegoimer. The Dibur HaMaschil doesn't seem to fit with the actual Teuchen, with the content of what Rashi explains. This is basically, in short, the question of the Sicha, that the Sicha is dedicated to explaining. Now, before I go on, there's a very, very beautiful and important footnote in the Sicha. Because this idea that the Dibur HaMaschil in the beginning of a parsha doesn't always fit 100% with the Teuchen of the first Rashi, this comes up in many places in Likutei Sichas. And the commentaries have a very simple solution to it. The commentaries, some of them write, that in every parsha, in the beginning of the parsha, Rashi quotes a few words, the opening words, of the parsha, as a siman, as an indication that he's now going to be interpreting the next parsha. So some Mefarshim learn, Zois Tiyye Torah Sametzayro, Rashi is not quoting these words because he wants to tell us that he's going to give us any explanation on these words, but just simply to tell us that what was until now was his explanation on Parshas Tazria, and now starts a new Parsha, Parshas Metzayra. So even the Meforshim who learn that the Dibur HaMaschil of Rashi is Meduyak, many of them say that this is not true with regard to the first Dibur HaMaschil of every Parsha, where Rashi will quote words from the opening, the very first words of the Parsha, just as a siman that this now begins Rashi's interpretation of the next parsha. The Rebbe says in the Ha'orah we cannot accept that for two reasons. First of all, in the entire Torah, the Rebbe quotes two out of 52 parshias, two parshias where the Rebbe doesn't do that, where Rashi doesn't do that, Parshas Va'era and Parshas Kedoshim. B'meila, says the Rebbe, that's a proof that all the other parshias in the Torah, where Rashi does do that, he's not merely doing it just to tell us that this is the beginning of a new parsha, but rather because the Dibur HaMaschil is relevant to the actual Teuchen of Rashi. So again, the fact that in two places in Torah, Rashi doesn't quote the opening words of the parsha, shows us that everywhere else where Rashi does, it's because the words that Rashi is quoting are relevant to the Teuchen, to the content of what's being explained in the first Rashi. Besides, the Rebbe says, in this case it's different. In this case, the question is much stronger than that. You see, if Rashi in his Dibur HaMaschil, here in the beginning of Parshas Metzora, would at least quote the word Bayoim, if the Dibur HaMaschil would be, Zois Tiyye Torah Sametzora Bayoim, and on that Rashi would say, Malam Echein Metarin Oisei Balaylo. If Rashi would at least quote the word Bayoim, then you'd have room to debate why he added the word Zois Tiyye Torah Sametzayra. Some of Farshim will learn, well, it's because Rashi always writes the beginning, the opening words of the Parsha, to make it clear that he's interpreting the next Parsha. But here, in this case, says the Rebbe, the Diuk is a bomb Diuk. Here, Rashi doesn't even write the word Bayoim. He just says Vegoimer. So obviously, he's not coming to interpret the word Bayoim alone, because then he would at least include that in the Dibur HaMaschil. So even if you want to say in general, even if you want to argue in general, then in the beginning of every Parsha, Rashi quotes the opening words of the Parsha to tell us that we're beginning to explain a new Parsha, what was until now was Parshas Tazria. From now on, Parshas Metzora. Even if that's the reason, Rashi should at least put the word Bayoim in his Dibur HaMaschil. He doesn't do it. He just says Vegoimer. So obviously the words Zois Tiyye Torah Sametzora in the Dibur HaMaschil hold the key, hold the true opening to really understand Rashi's interpretation of Melamed Shein Matar Noisa Balayla. And again, the question remains, it seems to be only an interpretation on the word Bayoim and not an interpretation on Zois Tihiyeh Torah Samatzairah. In addition, the Rebbe also asks, what is the meaning of the first word of Rashi, Malamed? What's the Malamed here? Just say, Bayoim, Ve'ein Metarin Oisai Balayla. Why does Rashi kvetch? Why does Rashi add the word Malamed? Okay. So in order to explain this, the Rebbe lays down two Yesoides. One very general Yesoid, and one important Yesoid here with regard to this Pasuk specifically. The very general and the overarching yesod that the Rebbe lays down here, which is really the sicha, revolves around this point, is that in pshutoy shel mikra, when the psukim are learned in pshat, which of course Rashi comes to explain the psukim in pshutoy shel mikra to a ben chomesh lemikra, to a five-year-old child who's learning chomesh, as the Rebbe emphasized, literally tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of times. Im shuto shel mikra to a ben chamesh lemikra, the word bayoim does not exclude laila. The word day does not exclude night. It's not meant to be understood as daylight hours as opposed to nighttime hours. The word bayoim is a general term that encompasses 24 hours of daylight time and nighttime. It's a general term. Bayoim does not exclude laila. The biggest proof for this is right away in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, where the Torah says, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boiker, Yoim Echot. Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boiker, Yoim Sheini, etc. Erev, nighttime, Boiker referring to morning and daytime, and both of them together form Yoim Echot, Yoim Sheini, Yoim Shlishi, etc., etc. Ubameila in Pshutai Shel Mikra, or in Kola Torah Kula, Yoim does not mean Yoim Veloy Laila, day and not night. Yoim is a 24-hour period that includes both day and night. Okay. The Rebbe makes it clear that this is only in Pshutei Shel Mikra. This is when you learn Chumash on a literal Pshat level. Of course, when you get to Gemara, when you get to Halacha, when you get to the deeper levels of learning, of course there, as the Gemara says in hundreds of places, Yoim does exclude Laila, Yoim Veloy Laila. But in Pshat, in Pshutei Shel Mikra, Ben Chomesh Lemikra, Yoim includes Yoim and Laila, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boiker, Yoim Echad. That is Yesoid number one, a general rule that in Pshutei Shel Mikra applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. Yesoid number two, point number two, that the Rebbe says here specifically in this Pasuk, is that the words that Rashi quotes from the Pasuk are the words that Rashi has a question on. In this case, the question of Rashi is on the words Zois Tihiyeh Torah Samatzairah. That's why he quotes them. And Rashi's question on these words is, the question is, these words seem completely unnecessary. Why is the Torah telling us, quote, Zois Tihiyeh Torah Samatzairah, close quote. I'm about to tell you, says the Torah, all the halachas that apply to a metzora. Was the Torah need to give us fancy introductions? Give us the halachas that apply to a taras metzora. The Torah could have simply dove straight into it. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Leimar, b'yoyim toharosoy, v'huvo alakoyin. And we know that we're talking about a metzora because we've been talking about a metzora the whole previous parsha. So the words zois tiyeh toras hametzora are superfluous. They are unnecessary. Based on these two principles, the Rebbe answers all the questions. Again, principle number one, that Imshuta Shel Mikra B'yoyim includes B'yoyim V'loy B'layla. Principle number two, the words Zois Tihiyeh Torah Samatzairah in this case seem extra. And that's the question that's bothering Rashi. Based on this, all the questions are answered. Let's go through them. Explains the Rebbe, the words Zois Tihiyeh Torah Samatzairah is the Torah's way, the Torah's not there just to give us fancy introductions. It's every word of the sentence, Zois Tihiyeh Torah Samatzairah, every word here is words of miut. It's the Torah's way of telling us, of calling our attention, to the fact that as these halachas are going to be taught, they're going to be taught with tremendous precision, We're going to be very precise. We're going to be very specific. We're going to be very explicit. It's the Torah's way of calling our attention to what we're about to learn. Zois, zois, tihye, Torahs. Every word of this is the Torah's way of telling us, the words I'm about to tell you, I mean them exactly as I say them, no more and no less, much more than usual. In other words, every word in the Torah is always very, very exact, very specific. But here the Torah says, I mean it with an added measure. Zois, the Rebbe goes through every word, I'm not going to go through it, but the Rebbe goes through every word and shows, Zois, Tihye, Torahs, every word is a miut to tell us we mean exactly what we say. And then the next word is Bayoim. Zois Tihye Toiras Hamatsoira Bayoim. Aha, says Rashi. Why is the Torah adding these words, Zois Tihye Toiras Hamatsoira? So Rashi quotes them in his Dibra Maschil. Zois Tihye Toiras Hamatsoira. Melamed, says Rashi, these words, Zois Tihye Toiras Hamatsoira, which are extra, Melamed are coming to teach us that in this case, in this pasuk, when the Torah says Bayoim, the Torah means Bayoim v'loy balayla. So ordinarily in Pshuta Shel Mikra, Bayoim means Bayoim and balayla. In this case, in order to tell us that Bayoim means Bayoim v'loy balayla, the Torah kvetches, the Torah adds, Zois Tihye Torah Samatzayra. That's the pshat in Rashi. That in this case, it's not the word Bayoim which teaches me that you cannot purify the Metzayra at night. It's the word Zois Tihye Torah Samatzayra that teach me that the word Bayoim in this case means Bayoim v'loy balayla, although in general b'chol haTorah kula in Pshuto Shel Mikra, Bayoim does not exclude Laila. And this answers all the questions. This explains why Rashi brings the word Zois Tihye Torah Samatzayra in his Dibra Maschil, because the question is on those words, and those are the words from which we learn that Bayoim means Bayoim v'loy balayla. This explains why Rashi does not bring the word Bayoim in his Dibra Maschil, because from the word Bayoim, I would not know that it's Bayoim v'loy balayla. This explains why Rashi adds the V'goymer in his Dibra Maschil, because again, it's the opening words, Zois Tihye Torah Samatzayra, that give us a different, deeper understanding in the following words of the Pasuk. And this explains why Rashi begins his interpretation with the word Melamed, Melamed she'en matarin oisei balayla, because again, the words Zois Tihye Torah Samatzayra, the opening words of the Pasuk, they give us pshat, they teach us on a deeper level, they teach us to understand, they are Melamed, they teach us to understand the word Bayoim in this Pasuk differently than we understand it B'chol HaTorah Kula. Alright, very briefly, this is the Rebbe's explanation. It is geshmak, it is straightforward. And it flows and it fits right into the Dibra Maschil and the words of Rashi. Then the Rebbe adds two important points. Based on this, says the Rebbe, we can answer a question that the Sifsei Chachomim asks on Rashi. In the opening Rashi Taka of Parshas Metzora. Melamed, Rashi says, Sheini Metarin Oisei Balayla, we learn from here that you cannot purify a Metzora at night. Frek the Sifsei Chachomim, I don't understand why Rashi needs to learn this from the opening pasuk in Parshas Metzora. Actually, says the Sifsei Chachomim, I could have learned this from a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. What does it say in Parshas Tzav? In Parshas Tzav, there's a pasuk where it says the Torah is referring to all the mitzvahs of Karbonis, and at some point the Torah says these are the mitzvahs that the Eibishter commanded Moshe Rabbeinu Bahar Sinai, quote, "Beyoyim tzavoysayas b'nei Yisrael lahakrivas karbonayim." B'yoyim tzavoyseyes b'nei Yisrael lahakrivas korbaneim. From this pasuk, b'yoyim tzavoyseyes b'nei Yisrael lahakrivas korbaneim, the Gemara darshins in many, many places that korbanos can only be brought during the day and can never be brought at night. From the pasuk, b'yoyim, this is going to become an incredibly important point in the rest of the sicha. From the pasuk, b'yoyim tzavoyseyes, the Gemara darshins in many places that from here we learn that karbonos can only be brought during the day and not at night. Nu, frek, the Sifsei Chachamim asks, part of the process of purifying a Metzora was a Metzora bringing karbonos. In order for a Metzora to become pure, the Metzora needed to bring a karbon. So obviously the Metzora cannot become pure during the day. Obviously the Metzora cannot become pure at night. We don't need an extra limud for that, because in order to become pure, the Metzora has to bring a korban. And we already know from a few parshas ago, from Parshas Tzav, that korbanos can only be brought during the day. So what does Rashi want here, asks the Sifsei Chachamim. The first pasuk in Parshas Metzora, Melameh Chein Metav. From here we learn Biyoyim Tzav, Biyoyim Taharosai. From here we learn that you cannot purify Metzora during the day. What do I need the whole thing for? Practice Yosef Chachamim. I would already know that anyways. Korbanos can only be brought during the day. I learned it in Parshas Tzav. I don't need the whole thing. This is the question that the Sifsei Chachamim asks. All right. Very briefly, the Sifsei Chachamim himself answers that this korban that a metzora is brought in certain dinim is different. We find the process, I don't want to get into it now, but the process in which the korban itself is brought is different than every other korban. And so therefore there would be room to think that just like it's different in other aspects, it's different in this aspect too, that the korban could be brought at night, and therefore we need an extra limud b'yoyim taharosoy to teach me that the korban can only be brought at night. To teach me that Taras and Metzora can only be during the day. That's the Sifsei Chachamim. Says the Rebbe, but according to what I just explained to you now, the question of the Sifsei Chachamim does not begin. There's no question. Why? Because Rashi is explaining the Chumash on the level of Pshuta Shel Mikra. And in Pshuta Shel Mikra, Bayoim does not exclude Laila, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boiker, Yoim Echad. When the Torah says Yom Pshuta Shel Mikra, it refers to the 24-hour period called Yom, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, etc. This is true when the Torah says the word Bayom in Parshas Bereshis. It's true when the Torah says the word Bayom in Parshas Tzav. It's true when the Torah says the word Bayom in Parshas Shmini, Tazria, and Metzora. So in the world of Pshuta Shel Mikra, when the Torah says Bayom Tzavoy Sayas B'nei Yisrael Lahakrivas Korbanim in Parshas Tzav, I cannot learn from there that korbanos can only be brought during the day and cannot be brought at night. There's no such limud in Pshuta Shel Mikra. Rashi doesn't bring it. Even when the Torah says b'yoyim taharosa in Parshas Metzora, even there I don't have a limud of b'yoyim v'loy b'layla, were it only for the word b'yoyim. So according to Rashi, everything has to be learned with regard to Taras Metzora. Everything has to be learned from the opening pasuk of Parshas Metzora. I cannot learn anything from Parshas Tzav. B'yoyim Tzavoysay in Parshas Tzav in Pshuta Shel Mikra teaches me absolutely nothing with regard to B'yoyim V'loy B'layla. And the only reason why the opening pasuk in Parshas Metzora is different is taki because the Torah insists and kvetches zois ti et Torah Metzora. Because of that, I have to interpret the word B'yoyim differently. So again, to summarize, the answer to the Sifsei Chachamim's question is, from the word Beyoim Tzavoysay in Parshas Tzav, I cannot in Pshuta Shel Mikra, according to Rashi, learn Beyoim V'loy B'layla, because Beyoim in Pshuta Shel Mikra doesn't mean Beyoim V'loy B'layla. That's point one. Then point two, says the Rebbe, based on this, we can answer a very, very Peledika Rashi in Masechta Megillah. This idea that Taras Metzora happens only during the day, not at night. This is actually a Mishnah and a Gemara in Masechta Megillah. The Mishnah is on Masechta Megillah, Daf Chof Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, quote, Kol Hayoim Kosher LeKriyas HaMegillah or LeKriyas HaHalel. The whole day is kosher. The whole day is kosher to read the Megillah on Purim, to say Halel when you have to say Halel, to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Linatilas Lulav, to shake a Lulav and Sukkos, etc., many, many mitzvahs. And in the end, the Mishnah says, Ulataras HaMetzora. And to purify a Metzora, you can do it Kol HaYom, the whole day, but as we're learning now, not at night. Okay, so the Mishnah gives a list of mitzvahs that are kosher only during the day and not at night, and a list of mitzvahs that are kosher at night and not during the day. After the Mishnah, starts the Gemara. And the Gemara goes through every one of the mitzvahs that the Mishnah lists, one after the next, after the next, bringing a proof from a pasuk. Why, the Mishnah is obviously not making it up. From where do we know that these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that can only be performed during the day and not at night? Excuse me. Half an omid later, on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, The Gemara eventually gets to our mitzvah, the one we're talking about now, Ulataras Mitzayra. So the Gemara quotes the words from the Mishnah, Ulataras Mitzayra, and explains, where do we know that Mitzayra is kol hayom a kosher, that's only done during the day and not at night? The Gemara quotes our pasuk, Tichsiv Zayis Tia Tairas HaMitzayra, B'yom Tarasa. We learn it from the words, Zayis Tia Tairas HaMitzayra, B'yom Tarasa, the opening pasuk of Parshas Mitzayra. And here there is a mind-boggling Rashi. On the words Lataras Mitzayra, Rashi says, Rashi quotes the words Lataras Mitzayra in the Gemara, not in the Mishnah. Later on in the Gemara, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, quote, Lataras Mitzayra, says Rashi, B'tziporim, with birds, V'eitz Erez, cedar wood, V'eizai V'shni Toilas, the different materials that were involved in purifying the Mitzayra. Close quote. Again, Rashi says, Lataras Mitzayra, Tziporim, B'tziporim, V'eitz Erez, V'eizai V'shni Toilas. End of Rashi. Says the Rebbe, what an incredibly strange Rashi. First of all, what's Rashi telling me? Things that are involved in the purification process of a Mitzayra, these are psukim. This is written in Parshas Mitzayra. A person who is learning Mishnah and Gemara, he's learning Masechta Megillah, he's obviously learned Chumash. So what's Rashi telling us that doesn't say already in the Pasuk? These are the things necessary for to purify Mitzayra. Tziporim, Eitz Erez, Ezef, Shni Telas, Maiko Mashmalan. What does Rashi want? Question one. Question two, if Rashi is already telling us those things which are involved in the process of purifying a Mitzayra, why does Rashi leave out Karbonis? A Mitzayra brings actually three animals to the Beis HaMikdash. So why does Rashi leave out the Karbonis part? And number three, why does Rashi wake up half an omid later when the Gemara quotes the word Lataras Mitzayra to tell us, oh, you know what Taras Mitzayra is? Taras Mitzayra is Tziporim, Eitz Erez, Ezef, Shni Telas. Why is Rashi explaining this in when the Gemara picks up these words from the Mishnah in order to give us a source? If it's necessary to tell us what Taras Mitzayra is, Rashi should tell us this in the Mishnah itself. In the Mishnah itself, Rashi says nothing. What's going on here? Explains the Rebbe, Rashi, the Rebbe will answer, based on what we've learned now, the Rebbe will answer and give pshat in this Rashi in Masechta Megillah. Explains the Rebbe, Rashi's coming to answer Sifsei Chachomim's question. Rashi in the Gemara is bothered by the question of the Sifsei Chachomim. And this is what he's coming to answer. Try to explain. This is the way I understand pshat in what the Rebbe is saying. The Mishnah gives a whole list of things that you can only do during the day. Among the things that the Mishnah lists, among the mitzvahs, is Karbonis. When the Gemara explains the source of these things, how do we know that Karbonis can only be brought during the day? The Gemara quotes the drasha we mentioned a few minutes ago. B'yom Tzavoysai. B'yom Tzavoysai teaches me that Karbonis can only be brought during the day, not at night. In fact, the Gemara goes through some of the specifics, doesn't just say Karbonis in general. Shchita, Malika, Zrika, Hazoya, etc. From Beyoim Tzavoysa, we learn that Karbonis and all that is involved with it and in it can only be done during the day and not at night. Aha, says the Rebbe. Now we have Sifsei Chachamim's Kasha. Once the Gemara has told us in the world of Halacha, in the world of Gemara, once the Gemara has told us that B'yom Tzavoysay of Parshas Tzav means B'yom V'loy B'laylo, Karbonis can only be brought during the day and not at night, now Rashi's got a question. Now Rashi has a problem. Why does the Gemara a few lines later say that Taras Mitzayra B'yom is learned from Zayis Tia Taras HaMitzayra B'yom Tarasay? Why does the Gemara a few lines later require a separate limud, a separate drosha, that a Mitzayra can only become pure during the day? We just said 5 lines ago that Karbonis can only be brought during the day. And part of the process of being Metahir a Mitzayra is a Korban, is Karbonis. So the Gemara could have simply ignored that, didn't have to explain anything on it, just moved on. The Gemara didn't have to pick up on the words Taras Mitzayra at all. What's the source that a Mitzayra can only be purified during the day and not at night? The very thing we just said a few lines ago. That Karbonis can only be brought during the day and not at night, and part of the process of purifying a Mitzayra is a Karbon. The Gemara, once, this is the question that's bothering Rashi, once the Gemara has told us that karbonis can only be brought during the day and not at night, it is now seemingly no longer necessary to explain and to bring a pasuk and an additional pasuk to teach us that taras mitzvah is only during the day. No need. No need to ask the question, from where do we know that taras mitzvah is during the day? And no need to bring a new pasuk, zayis tia taras mitzvah b'yom taras. No need for any of that. The Gemara should have, could have, in the question of the question that was bothering Rashi, the Gemara should have just ignored the whole thing, moved on to the next part of the Mishnah. But the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara goes, Latara Samatsaira. How do we know that that has to be during the day? Says Rashi. I'll tell you what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is not asking about Karbonis because that anyways can't be during the day. You know what the Gemara is asking about? Tziporim, Eitz Erez, Ezoiv, Shni Toiloas, all the other parts of the Taras HaMetzora process besides for the Korban. In other words, Rashi's answer is, if I only had B'yoyim Tzavoysa, if the Gemara would not bring me a separate limud, that the Metzora can only become pure during the day, then I would say yes, the Korban part of the Tahara process of the Metzora has to be during the day. Everything else can be done during the day and at night. Or at night. Either one is fine. But the Mishnah insists, the Gemara insists, no, the Tahara HaMetzora, the entire process of purifying the Metzora, every detail of it, has to be done during the day and not at night. Not just the Korban, the Tziporim, the Eitz Erez, the Ezer, the Shni Toilas, everything. Where do you know that from, says Rashi? Ah, for that you need a different limud. For that, B'yoyim Tzavos is not enough. B'yoyim Tzavos is only karbonis. Where do you learn that from? Answers the Gemara. That you know from Zois Tiye Toiras HaMetzora, B'yoyim Toiras. So in the Gemara, Rashi is explaining the reason why we need a separate posuk Shein Metari Noisei Balayla is in order to tell us that this din, that a Metzora can only become pure during the day and not at night, applies not just to the Korban aspect, but to the other aspect of Taras HaMetzora as well. With this, all three questions on Rashi are answered. Number one, we asked, Maiko Mashmalan, why is Rashi telling us what the process of purifying a Metzora is when it's written Beferish in the Pasuk? The answer, Rashi is coming to explain to us that by a Metzora, there's an additional din, that not only the Korban part has to be done during the day, but every part of the purification process of the Metzora has to be done during the day. Rashi is not telling us things we don't already know in the process of purifying a Metzora. Rashi is telling us that these things as well have to be done during the day. It's a separate din. Second question we asked was, why does Rashi omit Karbonis? Because Karbonis we already learned from B'yoyim Tzavoysoi. We don't need B'yoyim Tzavoysoi. Question number three, why does Rashi explain this on the Gemara and not on the Mishnah? Answer, because in the Mishnah there's no question. The Mishnah hasn't told us B'yoyim Tzavoysoi yet. The Mishnah hasn't told us yet from where we learn that Karbonis have to be brought during the day and not at night. The Mishnah just says, all these things have to be done during the day. Mazel tov. But once the Gemara explains that we learn from a pasuk that all karbonis have to be brought during the day, now there's a need to explain that by taras haMetzora there's an additional din that even the other parts of the purification of the Metzora that don't have to do with the karbon, even those have to be done during the day and not at night. And then the Rebbe concludes with something unbelievably geschmack. Mehoinyonim hamufloim al derech halacha. Shebepirish Rashi Zeh, says the Rebbe, okay. A whole time we're talking about that the purification process of the Metzora can only be done during the day and not at night. Rashi says that the Mishnah Megillah says it. The day is kosher and the night is not kosher. Wait a second, says the Rebbe. Okay. What about Bein HaShmoshes? What about that time between Yom and Laila? Let's say, for the sake of this conversation, Bein HaShmoshes, that time between Shkia and Tzeis HaKachavim. Is that kosher? Can you be Metara Metzora then? Yes or no? Says the Rebbe, pay attention. The Mishnah and Rashi both teach the same din, that a Metzora can only become pure during the day, not at night. But they articulate it very, very differently. the way they say it is very different. The Mishnah says, quote, Kol hayoyim kosher l'taras ha-metzayra. Alderach the Rebbe brings, Alderach the Torah's Koinim also says the same thing. Melamed v'taharosay b'yoyim. It's said in the positive. The Torah process is during the day. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that at all. Rashi says, Melamed she'ein m'taharin oisay b'layla. Rashi says it in the negative. What's the difference? Poshet, says the Rebbe. If you tell me that it has to be during the day, if you say v'taharosay b'yoyim, Bein Hashmoshes is not Yoim, then Bein Hashmoshes wouldn't be kosher. So according to the Mishnah and the Gemara, the Taras HaMetzorah has to be by Yoim, Bein Hashmoshes is no good. But if you say it like Rashi says it, Malamed She'ein Metarin Oisei Balayla, not that it has to be by Yoim, Rashi doesn't say that it has to be by Yoim. Rashi says that it cannot be Balayla. No, Bein Hashmoshes is not Laila either. Bein Hashmoshes is not Yoim, and Bein Hashmoshes is not Laila. So if you say, like the Mishnah says, that it has to be by Yoim, Bein Hashmoshes is not good, because Bein Hashmoshes is not Yoim. But if you say, like our Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Metzorah says, that it cannot be Balaila, then what's the problem with Bein Hashmoshes? Bein Hashmoshes is not Laila. It's not Yoim, and it's not Laila. So a nafka min, a difference between the two ways of saying it, between Rashi and the Mishnah, is that according to the Mishnah, Bein Hashmoshes is posel l'taras ha-metzayra, and according to Rashi, Bein Hashmoshes is kosher l'taras ha-metzayra. Because again, Rashi just says, melamed she'ein metarin oisei b'layla. What's the seichel? Why, according to Rashi, Bein Hashmoshes is good, and according to the Mishnah, Bein Hashmoshes is not good? Says the Rebbe, it goes back to the same point that we've been focused on the entire sikha. Rashi is explaining Pshutei Shel Mikra. In Pshutei Shel Mikra, Bayoim is 24 hours as a rule. Bayoim is Yoim and Lailo and Bein Hashmoshes and Alois HaShachar and Netzachama and Chatzois HaYoim and Chatzois HaLailo. Bayoim is everything. Wait a second. In the beginning of Parashas Metzorah, the Torah says, no. In this case, I don't mean anything. I mean specifically what I'm saying. Zois Ti Yatoiras, etc. Okay? So I have to be memayit something. I have to take something away. The Torah is telling us, don't take it at face value the way you always do. It's not so general. Okay. So if I have to take something away, Zokt Rashi, melamed she'ein metarin oisei balayla. I take balayla out. But once I take balayla out, once I remove layla, now everything fits. Zois ti Torah ha-metzayra b'yoyim tarosay. Bayoim can include Bein Hashmoshes, according to Rashi. No problem. We started off with Bayoim being 24 hours. The Torah says, no. I'm limiting my din. Zois ti Torah ha-metzayra. Okay. So I take away Balayla, but there's no need to take away Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes remains. On the other hand, in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, Bayoim anyways means Bayoim v'loy Balayla. Because the Mishnah, the Gemara, Alderach HaAlocha, Bayoim is Bayoim, Yoim is not Layla. And now that the Torah goes the extra mile and says, not just Bayoim Tarosai, Zois ti yet Torah ha-metzayra Bayoim. So now it's more than Stam a regular Yoim. Now it's Mamish only Bayoim. If it's Mamish only Bayoim, then I have to cut out Bein Hashmoshes as well. So again, according to Rashi, once I cut out Laila, Melamed She'ein Metarin Oisei B'Laila, B'Seid, I can leave Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes is still kosher. Mash'ein Kein in Derech HaLoch and Torah's Koinim and Mishnah Gemara V'Chulu, once the Torah says, Zois Ti Et Torah's HaMetzorah Bayoim, I have to cut out even Bein Hashmoshes. So there's a practical nafka mina between the way Rashi learns and the Mishnah and Torah's Koinim learn, that according to Rashi, Bein Hashmoshes is good, and according to the Mishnah and the Torah's Koinim, Bein Hashmoshes is not kosher l'taras ha-metzayra. Now here there is an incredible Ha'orah 23 on the Sicha, in the Sicha, which the Rebbe explains there's three different ways of understanding Bein Hashmoshes, but this Be'ezras Hashem I want to explain in a different voice note. May it be with tremendous Hatzlocha.